Michael Jordan changed the game of basketball, not just on the court, but off the court. If you haven't seen the movie Air, which talks about Nike signing Michael Jordan, I thought it was a great story, but I also couldn't help but to think about the entrepreneur and sales lessons from the movie as well while watching it. So in this episode, let's look at three selling techniques or tactics that translates to anything business that Nike used to close a deal with the GOAT, Michael Jordan. Welcome to Money Vision U. In this podcast, we are passionate about teaching the financial class you should have had in high school so you can learn how to fast-track your financial freedom. If you want to learn how to make, manage, and multiply your money and see opportunities the way the wealthy do, then you came to the right place. I'm your host, Stuart Berryhill. Money Vision U, class in session. Now, why are we talking about sales or how to sell on a financial literacy podcast? Well, because long story short, I believe being able to sell is a skill everybody needs to learn. And it's one of the most important skills for entrepreneurs, but even in other relationships outside of business, I believe it's an important skill to learn. You never know when being able to sell something and negotiate will come in handy. But quick summary of the movie Air for those who haven't seen it. I'm not going to really spoil anything here, but just quick summary. Nike was primarily a running shoe company back in the 80s. It had minimal budget for basketball that wasn't its target audience. But they had a guy in their basketball division named Sonny who was in charge of deciding who to sign. And he was considered somewhat of a basketball guru. And after watching film and seeing other players and seeing the option of Michael Jordan, he had come to the decision that he wanted to do everything he possibly could to get Nike to find a way to make a deal with Michael Jordan. And after completing this deal, Nike became not just a running shoe company, but the leading shoe and apparel brand among all their competitors. So how did Nike, a running shoe company, sign a top basketball player? The first principle I want to talk about is face-to-face meeting your client. Nike's rep, Sonny, had been turned down any chance to speak with Michael Jordan or his family by the agent. And I can't say I recommend this part of what he did, but he basically didn't take no for an answer and decided to respond by flying from Oregon to North Carolina, even without the approval of his boss. But he did that so he could meet with Jordan's family unannounced. They didn't even know he was coming. Now, that may not be the greatest idea of showing up unannounced, but he did show, obviously, commitment through this, which got his foot in the door with a conversation. And business and sales is all about relationships. And by talking with Michael Jordan's parents face-to-face, he created a relationship rather than just looking like a business transaction from far away. You know, today it's easy to just communicate with text or email with clients or when you're trying to sell something, if you're in sales or an entrepreneur of some sort. But if you want to increase your number of sales, start meeting with people in person. Even a phone call is better than text or email to try and create a relationship. The second sales tactic is he knew his competition. Sonny starts speaking with Mrs. Jordan after he's able to get his foot in the door, and he doesn't just tell her why they should sign with Nike, because he knows they don't necessarily have the biggest contract that they can offer compared to Converse and Adidas, but he also tells her why they should not sign with Converse or Adidas. For example, he said with Converse, he's just going to be another number. He won't stand out. He's going to be shadowed by their top players like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And then with Adidas, their owner or CEO had recently died, and he said Sonny was telling Jordan's parents that the company didn't have clear communication and wasn't on the same page, and they don't want to be a part of that. That's going to be chaos long term. So Miss Jordan later on meets with those companies. Those companies don't know what Sonny has told Mrs. Jordan, but funny enough, she goes to meet with these companies and asks the questions that Sonny tells her to ask, and she could tell that he clearly was right in what he was predicting about the competition in Adidas and Converse. He knew the flaws of his competition and was able to capitalize on that. Not in a, I don't know, greedy or slimy way, but just in a way where he knew that what they were offering didn't meet what the client really wanted and serve their best interest. And the last takeaway is you have to show the passion for what you are selling. Not just the knowledge, but also the passion. And this isn't in a sleazy, used car salesman kind of way. It's almost just the product has become who you are. You just believe in it so much that this person has to have what you are offering. And there can't be timidity or uncertainty shown. You have to know what you are selling, why it's the best option for the client, and show some passion behind it. Sonny had sleepless nights thinking about how to make the sale. He traveled to meet the family. He told them how much he believed in their son and what their company could do to best serve the client. He even ended up not really just selling Nike to them, but selling to them how much he personally believed in their son and how he was going all out, using every dollar from Nike's budget to just go after one person, which I think he knew they were kind of looking for. And while you still won't get every deal when doing these three steps, you will start to win more than you lose. And give yourself a chance to sneak in from the outside, even when counted out, just like Nike did with Michael Jordan. Because, I didn't mention this, but Michael Jordan did not want to sign with Nike. But they found a way to make it happen. And that one sell turned them from a middle to bottom tier shoe company to undoubtedly the top shoe and apparel company. Being able to sell is going to be a skill everyone needs to learn. It's one of the most important skills for entrepreneurs. But even in other relationships outside of business, it's an important skill to learn. Increase your odds of landing a sale by following three tactics Nike used to land Michael Jordan. Talk face to face with people, know your competition, and have passion and believe in what you are selling. Thank you for listening to this episode of Money Vision U. If this is something that added value to you, then please subscribe, leave a review, and share. We are passionate about teaching financial literacy so you can learn to take control of your financial future. If you want to learn more, then follow us on social media platforms @MoneyVisionU. We look forward to catching you in the next class.